Kia ora, everybody, and welcome to what will be the final episode of Ready, Steady, Vote, which is the program brought to you by Masterton District Council that's all about getting our community out to the ballot bins. So yes, as I said, this is our last program. It's been a real pleasure getting to run this series, and I'd like to say a big thank you to the team here at Arrow FM who have made it possible for us. Their support has been invaluable. And yeah, maybe we'll be back in the future, who knows? But for now, with just 2 weeks left in our voting, we're here with Matt Steele, who is our Economic Development Lead at Council, to talk all about special voting. So welcome, Matt.
Yes.
Our returns are looking pretty good right now. They're sitting at 13.39%. which is better than the previous three elections, but we are trailing South Wairarapa, who are sitting at 25%, so I would love to see us overtake them. And one of the ways that you might, or we might get there, is by special voting. So Matt, who is here, is one of our electoral officials, which means he is sworn in and will be one of the people who might help you cast a special vote. So, Matt, I wondered if you could tell us a little bit about what that looks like if someone came in to see us to make a special vote.
Yeah, so for those of you who need to make a special vote, and we'll get into the reasons on why that is a bit later, it's a really simple process. So you turn up at Waiata House, so that's our building on Lincoln Road, opposite McDonald's, lots of parking nearby, so easy to access if you need to drive in or easy walk from town. And we're open 9 till 4 at that office. So you turn up, let the receptionist know you'd like to make a special vote. Then one of the teams, so there's five of us sworn as electoral officers, we will come down, greet you, take you into a little room we have set up. You'll sit down, we'll find out why you're there to vote, what reason you need to take a special vote, and then we'll just run through a bit of a process. So we just check your details against the electoral roll. As we're sworn officers, those details are all private, so if you're on the unpublished roll or anything like that, you don't need to worry. Then we'll print off the declaration form so you declare that you're making a special vote. Then we'll give you your pack, which includes your voting form, a candidate booklet, an envelope for you to return your vote, and your declaration to be signed. Now, you can vote there at Waiata House with us, so you can sign your declaration in front of us and make your votes there in nice quiet space. You can take your time and then drop it in the bin outside, or you can take it home, get someone else to be the witness for you and drop it at one of the bins around town. Once you've done that. So really easy process. Most people would take no more than 10 minutes.
Okay. So although, I mean, in the name it says special, so it sounds like it might be special. In fact, it's a really simple way to come in and vote. It doesn't take long, and yeah, our staff are there to help you through the whole process. So excuse me, as Matt said, you can come and see us anytime between 9 and 4 at Waiata House on Lincoln Road. You don't need to make an appointment. You don't need to bring ID. You don't need to bring proof of address. You don't need to bring anything with you. Just turn up, let them know that you're there to make a special vote, and that whole thing will be done in about 10 or 15 minutes. Next week, we will be hosting two late-night voting sessions because we know that not everyone can get there during those business hours. So on the 7th and the 9th, which is the Tuesday and the Thursday before voting closes, we will be open at Waiata House between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. So anyone who might need to come down after work can pop in then. So there'll be more details about that on our Facebook page and on our website. So I'd encourage you to check that out and bring a friend. If you know someone who would also need to make a special vote, then, you know, you can do a little tiki tour, pick them up and carpool to the special voting late nights. So as Matt, you kind of alluded to earlier, there's a few different reasons why someone might need to make a special vote. I wondered if you could take us through what some of those are.
Yeah, and I have some notes here just to make sure I don't miss anything. So if your voting pack hasn't arrived in the mail, so that can be pretty common. So sometimes they just don't turn up, or other times it might be that your house has been built since the electoral roll was last updated and those details haven't filtered through. If you enrolled or updated your address after the 1st of August 2025, so that's when the electoral rolls closed off for this election, you might be on the unpublished or confidential roll, so lots of people have lots of different reasons for that. So you would need to come to a special vote, or you lose or damage your voting pack. And that can include, if you start filling out your voting pack, you tick some names, and then actually you have a change of mind and you want to change those votes, you can come into us and get a special vote, and we can process it for you. So, yeah, those are the reasons. They're called special because it's a special process, but they count just the same.
I actually didn't realise if you get in there and then change your mind and go, oh, whoops, I've done the wrong thing, you can come in and do it that way. Okay, that's really good to know. So obviously there are a whole bunch of questions that people have about special voting. We are going to listen to a song. We'll come back and we'll run through those frequently asked questions. You can also find all of those answers on our website. So if you listen to this, it's a lot of information to take in all at once. If you want to go back and, you know, have another read, just go and visit the Masterton District Council website. On the front page, there is a button that says special voting. If you click that, you'll find all of the information there. So as any regular listeners will know, I asked the wider MDC team to nominate songs for this show way, way, way back. And Matt here actually nominated the song Till Tomorrow by David Dallas. And you said that it's just a great example of New Zealand hip hop. So seeing as we have Matt on the show today, I thought we will listen to your song. So that is what we will play now.
Stay prepared for the up and down, life is like a seesaw. Some say it's the bitch, man, I couldn't agree more. 1 minute you're on top, then you're in the ER. 1 minute she wants you, then she wants to leave. All I can do is take the good with the bad and keep on. Gotta work hard, gotta get the fans the mean songs. Get these programs more shit that they can sleep on. Get these biting cunts more shit that they can feast on. Money come and go out to life like the seasons. People do too, sometimes without a reason. And it kinda seems wrong when they talk. His life should've killed this dude. Fucking deck right, maybe get some insight from Jesus. Allah Jehovah. Some will pray on Sunday, some will spend it hungover. Whether drunk or sober, hearts are getting colder, globe's getting warmer. Maybe this is karma for real. Open up, feeling down, now I'm feeling great. Things can really flip around, all you in a day. But till tomorrow, oh. Payday, I'm rich, next day I'm poor. Sitting on my bed, wonder why I'm on the floor. But till tomorrow, most people all talk, no action. Over that shit, enumerated to a fraction. They be on the internet, having little word wars, typing in the 2 cents, acting like it's worth more. Tell you how to surf when they never touch the surfboard. Distant Tiger Woods when they're fucking even worse whores. You get the urge, wanna go when call them out, making you just as bad as them by all accounts. And what it all amounts to ain't shit. Working at a slave ship, hit by the same whip as the person that you're arguing with. While the people that you're arguing about all remain rich, say latest to this. Try focus on your own life, then you see Haitians with no home, no lights. Make you grateful for what you have, but gotta make you wonder if you really are giving what you can. It's a trip. Woke up feeling down, now I'm feeling great. Things can really flip around all you in a day. But till tomorrow, payday I'm rich, next day I'm poor. Sitting on my bed, wonder why I bother for. But till tomorrow, we'll be right back. sitting on my bed, wonder why I bother for. But till tomorrow, till tomorrow.
That was Till Tomorrow by David Dallas, who I believe Matt was telling me they saw at Homegrown.
Must have been like 2010 or something.
That's some time ago now. So we are back to get into more of the details, I guess, around special voting. Because as we've said, the vote's the same. It doesn't count any different. It is just a different process. So you've covered off a little bit of what it looks like. You come in. Don't need an appointment, just rock up and tell us you want to make a special vote, and that will happen in sort of 10 to 15 minutes. And we've talked a little bit about why you might need to make a special vote, because, you know, nothing's perfect. Sometimes the dog really did eat your homework. And so if the dog ate your voting pack, you'll need to come and see us. So people, if they haven't their voting pack in the mail, this is the process they need to follow. They should have been with us by the 22nd of September. So if they're not here by now, they're definitely not coming, and there is no point in waiting for it to arrive.
And we also can't post them to you now because we can't guarantee it'll make it to you in time. So we need you to essentially come along just to make sure you can vote. We'd hate to put the forms in the post and they don't make it to you and you haven't had a chance to have your vote.
Yeah. So you've mentioned that we're asking people to come to Wyatta House. So that's 27 Lincoln Road. So the way I sort of like to help people understand where that is yeah, if you think about that roundabout that has McDonald's on one corner, Burger King on the other corner, ANZ on one corner, and then we're on the other corner. So if you get to there, you're in the right place. And as you mentioned, we have loads of parking right next door. There is a mobility park available. There's no ramps. There's no steps. It's just two electronic or electric doors to get into the foyer. So hopefully nice and easy for you to come and see us there. One question that I think people quite often have is if they haven't enrolled yet, could they still do that and vote?
Yeah. So you can enrol and vote at the same time. We have forms at Marsden District Council. There's also a website that you can go on to get your details updated. So that is still something we can do. Currently it's being looked at whether that stays in place, but that's a government legislative process. It is making its way through that. So for now you can vote on the day you enrol. So there's no barriers to turning up and having your say.
Yeah, absolutely, which I think is worth making the point because, as you say, there have been, you know, announcements in the news and things that maybe muddy the waters or maybe make people think that they, if they're not enrolled now, they can't vote. You absolutely can. You just come and see us and you do them both at the same time. You did mention that we've got a question here. Can I get special vote papers sent to me? How do I request them? In theory, technically, yes, you can have them sent to you. At this point in the process, we would say it's too late.
But what you can do is, say you can't make it into town, but you've got a friend who's going into town, you can call us and essentially say, I designate this person to come collect my voting papers for me. And we can do that. So if you maybe can't get into town because of childcare or something like that, or you just can't make it into town, we can do that. So, yeah, there are ways that we can make sure you get your papers to have your say.
Cool. And for some people, leaving the house isn't an option. So if that is the case, we would encourage you to get in touch with us, because we can come to you as well as another option. And there is also a telephone dictation voting service this year, run by Elections NZ. So you can call 0800 666 040 anytime between 9 and 4:30 PM and actually make your vote over the phone. So that is for people who, for whatever reason, are unable to leave their home in order to vote. So even if you can't come and see us, there are still ways. So yeah,
lots of ways you can get out or stay in and vote.
Yeah, whatever works. We've got a question here about what are the deadlines for casting or returning a special vote?
Yeah, so as Bella mentioned, the voting packs should have arrived by now. If they haven't arrived, they're not going to arrive. So assume that you would need to do a special vote. Postal voting, so that's where you might come in, get a form from us and then drop it in a postbox. That needs to be done by the 7th of October, which I think is...
It's a week away.
A week away, yeah. So... otherwise, you can get your papers and drop it in one of the orange voting bins we have scattered around town. So all the council facilities have orange voting bins. We also have them at New World Woolworths,
Mitre 10,
Mitre 10, and Solway Superstore. So there's lots of places around town to drop your vote off. But, yeah, they're also at the White House office, at our Queen Street Customer Service Centre, at the library, and at the Recreation Centre, so at the swimming pools there.
Yeah, and so there's no different, closing deadline for special voting. You know, it all needs to be in by 12 noon on the Saturday. But if you are going to cast a special vote, we would really ask that you come and do it before that day.
So on the day, because you can still do your special vote up to on the day, and we will be at Waiata House. There will be a team of us there taking special votes. But don't leave it till the last minute. Just like we say to candidates, don't leave it till the last minute to get their nomination forms in. Don't leave it till the last minute to come do your special vote, because we have to go through a process and we need to make sure it's all signed off. So we need to have started that process before 12 to make sure your vote counts. And if lots of people have turned up late, it becomes a bit of a queuing system. Just to note, some of the bins will be brought in on the Friday before the 11th of October, but we will put that information out there of which book bins are going to be out there till the very day. Our votes are going down to Elections NZ, who are based in Christchurch. They're going down every day, so they've already started the process of not of counting, but of checking that the votes are correct and they've got everything they need, so they can then start counting on the day of the 11th of October.
Yeah, so we will, as Matt said, publicise which bins will be available right until that last moment. But if you are a last minute Charlie and you're really leaving it to the final moments, then we would recommend that you come to Waiata House to do that, basically. And if you need to make a special vote, we'd love it if you came and did it before the Saturday. That would be great. But as I guess also said, when you are coming in to vote, someone has asked, do I need to bring some kind of ID or proof of address to special vote?
No, you don't. So we will check your, we can check your details on the electoral roll. If you've moved and your address details are incorrect but everything else is correct, that's fine. We can just process it with your new address. If you're not on the roll because you weren't enrolled, that's fine. We put in all the details, get that form signed off, and then that'll get sent to Christchurch. We don't need you to show us who you are. That's all checked. There's systems to ensure that people just vote once. So that's all there. So there's no barriers. If you don't have a driver's license at the moment or you can't find your passport or anything, you can still come in.
Yeah. Yeah, so no need to bring ID, no need to bring proof of address. You can just roll up. And, yeah, as Matt said, you will sign a declaration that you are who you say you are and that you have only voted once. And, someone will be there to witness that. And then when the votes are sent away to be counted, all of that is verified and checked again, just to make sure that we're maintaining the integrity of the voting process. We've got a question here. If I'm on the unpublished or confidential roll, how do I vote?
Yeah, so you should have got a letter. You might not have got a letter, but you should have got a letter saying how you can do your special vote. But again, just come in and see us. If you know you're on the unpublished roll, you think you're on the unpublished roll, come in and see us because we can check those details, check if you're on the general or the Māori roll or if you're on the unpublished roll, and then we can take your vote. So just come in and see us and we can run through that process for you. I've already done a special vote for someone on the unpublished roll so far, and it was the same time, same process as someone on the published roll.
Mm. And I know you mentioned there the Māori roll or the general roll, which I think can also be confusing. Sometimes people might have received papers that they think aren't correct because they are being asked to vote in an election, or in fact not seeing the option to vote in an election that they think they should be able to. So again, that's something that they could come in and...
So we, us electoral officers, can check which, and they call them issues, so which things you should be voting in. So for us, that's the general or the Māori roll. And as well, that's also our community trust. So for, example, for Trustlands Trust, that's usually urban properties, whereas for the rural properties, it's the Montford Trimble Trust. So we can check where your property is and which things you can vote in and make sure those papers are correct, and also pick up if there's any errors. So, yeah, just come in and see us or even give us a phone call and we can check that while we're on the phone with you so you can check your papers at home.
Cool. And so that's we're sort of talking about people who are residents here, but obviously some people will be ratepayer electors because they own properties here. Can they make a special vote?
Yes, they can. So they could have got in touch with us beforehand. So we've had quite a few ratepayer electors have had things posted out to them. But if you're in, if you're nearby, close to Marston, you want to come make your ratepayer vote, you can, again, come in and see us and we can do the special vote as a ratepayer elector. So that's for people that, as Bella says, own property but don't live in the district. So you're eligible to vote in the district you live in, that you're registered in, but also in the in districts where you hold property. So you might hold property in Carterton and Marsden and live in Greytown, so you might get a chance to vote in all three.
And then we've said, again, a little bit about special voting counting the same. They are the, you know, the same votes, but obviously the process is a little different. I wondered if you could tell us a little bit or hit some, maybe some of the key ways that they are different.
So Bella's already talked about you sign that declaration when you make a special vote, say you are who you say you are and everything is true and accurate. So the special votes need to be counted and that declaration needs to be verified. So it's a bit longer because those two things have to be checked. So only when that has been done do they start doing the votes. And so they sometimes take a bit longer to process. So what we encourage is if you can come in before the Saturday, do, because those votes can get down to Christchurch and be opened when Saturday starts and they can start the counting. So it's a really quick process. It's actually quicker than the general election, unsurprisingly, because it's smaller constituencies. But we usually get the results back on the Saturday afternoon, and they might exclude some of the special votes. And if it's a large amount of special votes they haven't counted, they wouldn't declare the results. But usually they have a pretty fair idea of who's going to be the mayor, the councillors, and who's going to be on the various trusts on that Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, but as you say, depending on how many special votes there are, if there's lots of those and there needs to be lots of verifying that they are, you know, true and accurate, then those results won't be declared right away. The public will definitely know by the 16th of October. That is when we know for sure that all of the special votes have been verified and counted and included in the total. So while we might have a fair idea on the Saturday, we will know for certain by the Thursday. So it's really the number of special votes we get is what can...
Yeah, and when they come in, special votes now will be definitely done and counted in time, but if it's a special vote on the Saturday, it won't actually get counted on that day because it has to get down to Christchurch to be counted.
So that think is all of the frequently asked questions that we had here. Obviously, if you are sitting here thinking, oh, but they didn't answer this, or they, I'm wondering about that, please get in touch with us. As I've said many times, we have the website. You can give us a call. You can email us. Yeah, basically any question, just give us a ring, give us a buzz, drop us a line, come in and see us. Visit the website. All of the information should be there, and we'll do our best to answer your questions. And
it's council staff. It's our responsibility to ensure as many people in the community have a vote, so the community is represented. So our thing is about pushing people to vote. We're not pushing you to vote for any candidates. It is up to you. We just want people to get out and vote so the council is representative of the community of Macedon. We want to make sure there's no barriers. Turnout has been low historically.
Historically, turnout has been low.
Can we raise those numbers?
And that's what I would love to see happen. It is publicly available. You can see our voting returns. So in our previous three elections, we were at 43%, 48%, and 46%. So
let's crack the 50.
Let's crack the 50. And we know we can do it because it happens for general elections. So I would love to see those numbers. Yeah.
Up.
Exactly. So what we'll do now, we'll have another song nominated by another member of staff, and then we'll come back and just go over some of those final details around bin road trips, late night voting, and all of those sorts of things. So our next tune was nominated by community activator Jenny Tyre, and she has requested Mbop by the Hanson Brothers, and she says it's catchy and there are some deep lyrics to reflect on, and she's not wrong. You might think this is just a cutie little kids bop, but if you listen to the words, it's a little bit more than that. So that is what's playing now. Thank you for that one, Jenny. That was Mbop by Hanson, which I remember coming out originally when I was a wee tacker at primary school. So we're back for the final section of the show, where we will just remind you of some of the key information, I guess, the stuff that we've covered today. Special voting, you can do it any time at Waiata House, 9 till 4, Monday to Friday. If you can't make it to those times, we are offering two late nights. That's Tuesday and Thursday, 7th and the 9th of October, 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. Bring your friends, do a trip around the block and pick up your neighbours. Come and see us. You don't need to bring anything with you. It takes about 15 minutes, and if you're not enrolled, you can do that at the same time. Matt will remind us a little bit of what that looks like.
Yeah, so you walk in, you say you're here, someone will come down and collect you from reception, we'll go into the room, it's nice and private, we'll get your details, we'll run off a declaration form and give you your voting papers. If you want to vote with us there, you can sign the declaration form in front of us and do your vote and pop everything in the bin at the front on your way out. But if you want to take it home, we can give you everything you need to be able to drop it off when you want. You'll just need someone to cite you signing the declaration. It can be anyone. It can be someone who lives at home with you. It can be your neighbour. It could be your waiter at the cafe if they want to do that. It's up to you.
And then if you do take it away with you, you need to get it in a postbox before the 7th of October, yep, or into an orange ballot bin by noon, yes, on the 11th of October. If
you're planning to post it, let us know, because we will give you a prepaid envelope to drop that in. But if you're planning to drop it in one of the bins, we can give you one of the normal special vote envelopes that you can just drop around us. So we just need to know which way you're going to do it so we can make sure you've got the right way to post it.
Awesome. So, yeah, as we say, couldn't be easier, really. If you're still thinking about who you might want to vote for, then you can check out the candidate videos and their profiles. They're all on our website. They're all on our YouTube channel, along with transcripts of their videos as well. So if you don't like to watch the video, you can still read what they've said. Or if you don't want to listen to it, but you want to, you can also use the closed captions on YouTube. Now, as we mentioned, you might be wondering if your papers are correct. You might be surprised by who you are able or not able to vote for. That will be decided based on where you live. So if you live in rural Masterton, you won't be able to vote for the Masterton Trustlands Trust. If you are enrolled on the general roll, you won't vote in the Māori ward. If you think that your papers, for whatever reason, aren't correct, or you want to query them or double check, you can give us a call. And if you want to know where you can vote, Matt mentioned those locations earlier, the big spotty orange bins. We're hoping they're hard to miss. But they are on a digital map, which is on our Discover Whaka Ori Ori app. That's completely free for iPhones and for Androids. And that map also includes accessibility information. So if you're wondering if there's steps or a ramp or mobility parking or parent parking, what the entrance doors look like, all of that information is in the app map, and then it's also available in a very plain Word document that's on our website. So if you get to mstn.govt.nz and search voting locations, that will bring up all of that information. Matt, we've obviously covered the dates quite a few times, yep, here, but if you want to remind us one more time.
Yes, yeah, so, and I'll just make sure I've got it right. So if you are, if you are going to post your vote, that must be in post boxes by the 7th of October to guarantee that it will count. If you are going to drop your vote in an orange bin, you need to do that by 12 noon on Saturday the 11th of October. Just to note, some of the bins will be disappearing on the Friday just to make it easier to get all our votes collected, but we will make that clear on our website, mm-hmm, etc. We'll publicise which ones are available. If you want to do a special vote, we're at White House 9 till 4, Monday to Friday. We will be there on election day from 9 till noon taking special votes. And we also have our two late night voting in the week leading up to the election. So that's 4 till 7 on the 7th and the 9th of October. And that is at White House, where there'll be a few of us there ready to take your vote. So you just come into reception and we will get that all sorted for you.
Cool.
We also are doing something. We are taking
a road trip.
Yeah, bin road trip. So we're squeezing an orange bin into the back of one of the council vehicles, and a couple of people will be driving around, and they're going to Castle Point, Tanui and Riversdale to pick up votes. Unfortunately, we can't take special votes on our bin road trip because we need the facilities to check everything, but we will be collecting people's voting envelopes into that orange bin. So we're going to be at the Castle Point store 9:30 till 11:30 on Saturday the 4th of October. We're going to be in Tanui at a venue to be confirmed, but I expect it'll be in the middle of
village.
Tanui.
Yeah.
Tanui Village, 12 till 1. And then we'll be at, I believe, the Riversdale store from 1:30 till 3:30 with the bin. You can drop your paper off. If you've got any questions, you can ask the staff there as well. The staff will be wearing these cool Vote T-shirts that Bella and I are modelling today, and they will have a big orange bin that you won't be able to miss.
Yeah, so that bin road trip, yeah, the Saturday the 4th of October, that's the last weekend before voting closes, and you will be coming to our coastal communities to make sure we're collecting your votes. Now, Riversdale, you have a post box that you can use up until the 7th, but just in case you want to, you know, put it directly into a ballot bin, or you're at Castle Point or Tinui, then, yeah, we'll be there on Saturday. We have sent an Anteno alert out with that information. We'll be updating that once we've confirmed our Tanui location. And we'll also be sending an email out just to remind everybody that's happening.
I've already seen it pushed out on the Riversdale Community Facebook page as well. So
marvellous.
The message is out there.
The message is getting out there. So there's lots of ways to return your vote. If you want to do it from home, you can also do that. Give us a call or use that telephone dictation service. Whatever you do, make sure that it is in before 12 noon on Saturday the 11th of October.
Yep.
Now, Matt, before we sign off, I know you've been doing some work on our Dark Sky Reserve. I wondered if you wanted to say any more about that.
Yes, so exciting times. We have the Wairarapa Upper Dark Sky Reserve, but it doesn't include Masterton yet, the heart of the Wairarapa Upper. We're working on that. We're working through the application process at the moment. So we have almost completed a register of all the public lights in Masterton. We've almost, what else have we almost done? We're taking dark sky readings. So how dark the sky is, we're getting readings of that monthly on new moon, and we're working on an application form. So we're working really hard to get our application in by the middle of next year. It's a long, arduous, bureaucratic process, but we're doing it. It's going well. We're working really closely with the other councils, with the Wairarapa Dark Sky Association and our local iwi, and Destination Wairarapa and Business Wairarapa. It's a real team effort on this. But if you have any interest in the Dark Sky Reserve, get in touch with me at council. You can go through the contact lines on the website, etc., and you'll be passed on to me. You can ask me any questions about it. And we've also got Charlotte from the Wairarapa Dark Sky Reserve Association, who I can lean on to answer questions as well. So, yeah, it's a really exciting opportunity. When we get accreditation, because we will, we will be the largest urban centre in a dark sky reserve in the world. So it's a really unique opportunity for us here in Masterton to get recognised for the beautiful sky we have, protect that sky and protect the environment. So, yeah, it's something really cool that we're getting involved in.
Awesome. Well, I will look forward to, as you say, when we get that accreditation, and we can welcome lots of people here to the Dark Sky Reserve. So I want to say thank you for coming on what will be our final Ready Steady Vote, special voting, special show. I would like to say thank you to anyone out there who has listened to a show, listened to all the shows, who has told their friends, who has become a voting champion, who has got ready and got steady and, you know, voted. Thank you to all of you. Thank you again so much to the team at Arrow. They have made this process really easy, really simple, very as undaunting as it can be, I guess. And yeah, that's probably it. Signing off.
Thank you, Bella, for doing this.
Hey, it's been
communications. We're getting out there. We're getting the message out.
We're trying our best. So yeah, thank you everybody. And that's us signing off. Ka kite.